So this week's Parsha is Parsha's Baha. Okay, so, and Parsha's Baha is Baha Sinai, about Shemitah. So it starts, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe, God spoke to Moses, Baha Sinai, on Har Sinai Lemo. So we don't often see Har Sinai being mentioned,
right.
And here it's mentioned. Daber el Bnei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, Vamarta lehem, ki tavo el ha'aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, asher ani noten lechem, that I gave to you, it's a present that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to us, v'shavta ha'aretz shabbat lashem, and the land will rest its Sabbath to Hashem. Then the pasuk continues, shesh shanim tizra'a sadecha, 6 years plant the field, sheshanim tizmor kamecha, 6 years you plant your vineyard, and then you gather up your produce, vasafte tvuata, and then the seventh year, ubishanat hashvi'it, in the seventh year is the Shabbat, Shabbaton, the Sabbath of Sabbaths, yeh la'aretz, will be to the land, Shabbat la'ashem, is the Sabbath to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sadecha lo tizra, your field you don't plant, and your karmecha, your vineyard, lo tizmor, you don't crop or
prune it.
Okay. Then it goes on, and then we're going then. And then it says in the Pasuk Ches, it speaks more about Shemitah. Pasuk Ches, it speaks about, and you count, safarta lecha, you count for yourself, sheva shabbatot shanim, 7 years, sheva shanim, sheva pa'amim, 7 years, 7 times. Vayu, yemei, sheva shabbatot ha'shanim, teshva arbim shana, as if we don't know how to count, 49 years. And then, ve'avata shofar teruah b'chodesh ha'shvi'i, on the 7th month, which is ba'asor l'chodesh, which is Yom Kippur, b'yom ha'kippurim, ta'avir shofar b'chol ha'artzachem, you put a shofar in the whole of the land, and v'kidashtem et shenat ha'chamishim, the 50th year you make holy, Ukratim draw b'chol ba'aretz, and you call a freedom in the land, l'chol yoshver, to all the people sitting it. Yovel hi, this is Yovel, tiyeh lechem, will be to you, v'shaftim ish el achuzato, a person will sit in his, back in his own place, because the land's come back, v'shal mishpachto, and a person will go to his family back, because the land came back to his family, v'tishuv, where they'll sit. And this Yovel is the 50th year, will be to you, v'chol, and it has the same din as the Shemitah, right?
Mm.
Okay. So now we have to understand. First question that Rashi raises here, why does it mention Har Sinai? If it mentions Har Sinai, it has to be, the Shemitah has to be associated with Har Sinai, and the Yovel has to be associated with Har Sinai, i.e. Shemitah and Yovel are obviously a similar thing. Every seventh year is the year Shemitah, and the seventh of the seven is the Yovel, the 50th year, right? Okay? We know where, you know, we happen to be in Sfira Sa'oma. The first 7 days of Sfira Sa'oma is Pesach, more or less, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the day after Pesach is Pesach.
Right.
And then we have weeks of seven, and then we have the 50th is Shavuos, right? And we also have a mitzvah of Sfira,
right?
And we know that that's Har Sinai. Shavuos is Har Sinai. So there's a comparative here. Okay. So Har Sinai, what was it Har Sinai? The giving of the Torah.
Yeah.
So we have to have, there has to be some comparative to the giving of Torah. We know that. So Rashi says, what's the comparative here? So Rashi says something. Ma inyan shmita etzel Har Sinai, v'alo kol ha'mitzvos ne'emru b'Har Sinai. All the mitzvahs said at Har Sinai. Right? Ma shmita ne'emru klaloteh pratoteha. All the general rules of it, the pratim of the rules, the diktukeh, and the diktukim of the rules with Sinai, right? As it says in the parasha, it gives all the details of Shemitah.
Right.
Certain laws in the Torah, we don't have all the details written in the Chumash. Don't cook a kid in its mother's milk. 3 times written, one for eating, one for benefiting, and one for cooking, right? Very little written. Here we have all the pratim written. So that's what Rashi is saying. Just as here, all the details are written, and all the diktukim are written, so too everything there, right? And then, He says, what else? And that says Rashi, the Makufa, that's Taras Kahanim. Okay. All right.
The source.
Yeah, that's what Rashi seems to be saying. All right. So now, it's very interesting that what we're learning from Shemitah is all the details, right, were given in Har Sinai of all the mitzvahs, just as Shemitah was given. But if Shemitah was given at Har Sinai, somehow it must be that these rules and these details must be the details of Kol HaTorah Kula, because this is what's teaching us Kol HaTorah Kula. So there must be something in the Shemitah which is teaching us all. It's a general rule of Torah. So what's the general rule of Torah that Shemitah is teaching us? Okay.
Why do you say that's necessary?
Because since the Shemitah is the place telling us to learn from it all the details of the Torah, So it must be the Av of all the details of the Torah. That means it must be something about Shemitah, which is a rule, which is all of the Torah. There must be a message that the Shemitah, with all its rules and all its pratim and all its diktukim, must be somehow telling us something about Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay? Must be something. What? Don't know, but it must be something. Okay. So now, what is the Shemitah year? Lamai said, what is the Shemitah year? The Shemitah year, we don't work the field. 6 years, we work the field. We have our produce. We have our parnasa. The 7th year, we don't work the field. We're promised. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will promise us. So obviously, not working your field, not working for a whole year is a very hard thing, because it's only really a year. The 6th year, right, you have fruit.
Ends early.
Yeah, ends early. The 7th year, you don't have anything. You don't have anything. The 8th year either. You just start planting in the 8th year. So you have a few years where you don't have anything to eat. You're not allowed to grow things in the Shemitah. You can only pluck things. Certain things need to, right? What do you do in the Shemitah year? Somehow the Shemitah year is going back to Shabbos. That's what we're saying. It's called Shabbos Shabbaton. It's going back to Shabbos. What's Shabbos? We know what Shabbos is. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. So the Shemitah is a cycle of taking us to a place of rest, a place of a tachlis. Olam Haba is a tachlis. So this is Me'ein also Olam Haba. What's the Me'ein Olam Haba? What's Olam Haba? What the Rambam says is Olam Haba. Tzadikim Yoshvim, Tzadikim Sit. And the crowns on their heads. Shabbos is that. What on Shabbos? Shabbos we have in the Neshama Yetera. What's on the Neshama Yetera? We learned this before. The Shabbos is the Neshama Yetera. We learned this before in Parshas Vayakil. Those are the crowns. That's on the Neshama Yetera. Those are the crowns. So Shemitah must be that as well, because it's also a Shabbos. It's a very long Shabbos.
Right.
So Shemitah year must be this concept of 6 years of work, 7th year of learning Torah, 7th year of Har Sinai. Shemitah is coming back to Har Sinai. That's why it's ruled. So the purpose of these 6 years and the 7th year is coming back to Har Sinai. It's bringing us back. Then finally the Yovel, which is the 50th, is the Dugma of Shavuos, right? It's mamish, it's even a closer level of Har Sinai, right? Ein lecha ben chorin, you don't have a ben chorin, elamisha osik b'torah. You don't have a free person unless he's osik b'torah. What do you see in the Yo we just read? Vikrata dro, Yom Kippur, we blow the shofar, and you say everyone's free. There's no servants, no avadai. No avadai hem. You're my servants. You're not avadim la'avadim. You're my servants. The Yovel year, when all the land, you didn't have money, you sold your land, it comes back to you. We go back to be Bnei Chorin, the complete Bnei Chorin. That's what we know as Har Sinai. That's what we know as Kabbalah Satera, that you're free from the Shibud of your Yetzahara. You're a real free man. Ein lecha ben chorin. You don't have ben chorin. It's your osik v'tera. So Shemitah must be this coming back to our tzura, that we're no longer osik. Like the Rambam says, what do you need Mashiach for? So that you have no Shibud Malchius, you don't have Shibud Malchius, you don't have the servitude of the nations of the world, and you're panui, you're free to be Osik in Torah. Shemitah is a mini Yemot HaMashiach. It's a mini period of time, and Yovel is a bigger, a closer time of being free of all the loans, of all, that's why in Shemitah you don't have any loans anymore. Shemitah is Mishamet Halva. You don't have any loans. The loans are taken away. Your Shibud is taken away. There's no Shibud Malchius. There's no Shibud of banks. There's no Shibud. I mean, that is your right of Prusbul, right? No, I'm just joking. But there's no Shibud. Right? You're free. Yovel is your. There's no slaves. You're free. What does it mean that you're free when you toil in Torah? Gemara says in Kedushin, right? Torah tavlin le'yetzahara. Tavlin there in the Gemara means refuah. Torah is the only refuah to the Yetzahara. Without Torah, you don't have a refuah. You don't have a way to fight your Yetzahara. Your Yetzahara will always win. Torah is the only thing that can free you from your Yetzahara. And when you're free from your Yetzahara, and you're free from your desires...
Who says that?
The Gemara in Kiddushin. Okay. When you're free from your desires, then only then you're a free man. We spoke about this many times.
Yeah.
Shemitah requires one other thing. Shemitah requires emuna. It builds our emuna because we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going to have panasa. We're not working. So what are you doing if you're not working? You're twiddling your thumbs. What are you doing? You're learning Torah. The point of the Shemitah year, that's why the non-Jews get this concept of sabbatical, you know? You have a sabbatical every 7 years, you go study. You no longer work, you have a sabbatical. That's where they get it. Lemaise, it's true what they have. We go study once every 7 years. You don't work. No Manhattan job. No thing. Once every 7 years, back to Yeshiva. Back to Machon Yaakov for another year. It would be a tremendous thing. Can you imagine the world? Every 7 years, every 6 years of work, seventh year, back to Yeshiva, learning. As long as it's a cycle, every 50 years, you had 2 years of learning.
As long as you had two groups. You had one group.
What's the problem? What? You make enough money. Come on, you can make enough money.
But somebody has to work.
Go ahead, let them work.
I'm saying there's a cycle of Jews.
The Torah was given in a way that everyone living in Eretz Israel, the Parnassa came from land, right? That's most people's Parnassa came from land at the time of the Torah, right? Everyone in Eretz Israel didn't have Parnassa. Everyone. No one. No one had Parnassa. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised he would give it to you. There's Emunah.
And he did?
That's what Chumash says.
They were able to eat.
They were able to have food. And they had enough, and it worked. You rely, can you imagine what it is to rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Not for a week, for a whole year, whole 2 years. You don't touch your field. You know what it is not to touch your field? You guys did it. You guys for 2 years, sit in yeshiva, you know. You did it. Right? It can be done. Can you imagine it? Okay, some of you have parents, some people don't. They still do it. I know, this week a boy told me he's going to the Mir to learn. He has a debt of $800. He's getting $400 from his parents. $400 taking from his savings. 9 months, it's finishing. So I said, what are you doing? So he said, I'm going to learn. At least I'll learn for 9 months and see. There's an emuna. And hope for the best. He's going to take a job, you know, in the spare time. There's an emuna. I want to say something. Why is emunah associated with Torah? Emunah comes from the word of aim, mother. Emunah. Emun means trust, and trust. That's usually emunah a person gets from his mother relationship, or between parents, but usually it's the mother relationship. Emunah, we know, Ima is bina. Yeta bina le noshin. There's more bina noshin. 50, we say there's 50 shari binas. That's the 50 you were talking about. 50 is shari bina. Yovel is the 50th year. 50 gates of bina, of, how you say bina? Wisdom.
Understanding.
I don't know how you translate it in English. Probably means neither of those. Bina, we discuss what bina and chokhmah is. So now, there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, lo rechok bimcha. It's not far from you.
What?
It's not far from you. Lo rechok bimcha. It says, it's, yes. In Parshas Nitzavim, ki ha mitzvah zot, this mitzvah, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, that I command you today, lo niflet bimcha. It's not so far from you. Lo rechok bimcha. It's not distant. Lo b'shamayim, it's not in the heavens. Leimor, mi yale lanu, who go up? Hashamayim v'yikachea, and bring it to us. Lanu. Ve'ashmi'enu, and make us hear it. Ota, v'na'asena, and make us do it. Lo ma'eve le'yam, it's not the other side of the seas. He. Leimor, mi yavo lanu et eva'yam, who passed the seas, v'yikachea lanu, and bring it to us. Ve'ashmi'enu, make us hear it. Ota, v'na'asena, and do it. Ki karov eilecha, it's close to you. Hadava, me'od, very close to you. Beficha b'vavecha lasota in you. It's close to you. Who's close to you? Says Rashi. Ha Torah should hanitna lechem bichtav u'balpe. Torah is close to you. Where's Torah? In your heart. Just have to look for it. It's there. The Ramban says, what's close to you? This is Parshas Nitzavim, just before Rosh Hashanah. What's close to you? Tshuva is close to you. Tshuva, we know, is from Bina. You know the hay, the Gemara Menachos, the hay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's open, right? At the bottom, to accept people in Tshuva, right? This Gemara Menachos, the hay, it's the second hay of Shem Hashem. The hay, second hay of Shem Hashem is Bina. Bina is Tshuva. What's the Tshuva? What is Tshuva? Tshuva means to return. To where do we return? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why in Tefillah we say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Toratecha. Make us close, bring us back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to your Torah. That's Tshuva. That's why Yom Kippur, we spoke about this, Yom Kippur is the time of Tshuva, because it's the time of Kabbalah's Torah. We're returning to the Torah, that's Tshuva. So Bina, 50 levels of Bina, which we're doing, the 50 Shari of Bina, Sfiras HaOmer, is what the 50th is, Kabbalah Sotera. That's Mem Shari, that's Nun Shari Bina, the 50th levels of Bina. That's because returning Tshuva, that's why we fix ourselves in Sfiras HaOmer, in order we'll be a Kli, a vessel to Kabbal Torah. That's what Revolbi says in Alei Shor, that all of this Musa that we're learning is what? To be a vessel that we can receive Torah. That's what it's for. So tshuva is to bring us closer to Torah. What does it mean to be close to Torah? Being close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do we do that? You need emuna. A relationship means to have entrust yourself with someone. If you don't entrust, you cannot have a relationship. That's why we learn. How do we receive Torah? Who taught us this Raz? Nase v'nishma, first. Believe and trust. Nase, do. Mm-hmm. When I do for someone, I'm entrusting my life in him. And then nishma, then understand. Then I'll get back, then I'll understand. That's how a relationship works. That's how Torah works. When you learn a Gemara, you believe God's speaking here. So you entrust and you learn it. You read it. What is it saying? Doesn't make sense, but what is it saying? And you believe that it has an answer. You entrust, you invest, then nishma, you hear it out. That's how you learn. That's how learning works. It's a relationship. Torah is a relationship with your Creator. It's an ava with your Creator. Says the Rambam. A person has in his mind or Torah or bad thoughts. Right? Doesn't say only has that in his mind. Means, if you have Torah in your mind, he says, you only have people who have bad thoughts in their minds if it's panui from Torah, if it's empty from Torah. But a mind that's filled with Torah won't have those thoughts. Why? Why? Because it's Kedusha. Very simple. It's the same concept. If a person's in love with his wife, he won't have anyone else there. If a person's in love with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he has Torah on his mind, he won't have anything else there. All the tirdas, all the worries in life, are there to remove us from our kesher with our Creator. That's our Yetzirah. That's life. When we have the Shemitah year, no one can work. There's nothing to worry about. My stocks are going to go up. My stocks are going to go down. If I make money, I don't make money. You're in the same boat as everyone else. Or you eat or you don't eat. Everyone else is in the same boat. You're entrusting your life into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you entrust your life into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have a relationship. When you have a relationship, you're coming closer to the Torah. Emunah is the prerequisite to Torah. Emunah is the prerequisite to all the formation of any form of Midas. Because when a person has Emunah in his Creator, and believes, he then entrusts with his Creator, he also entrusts with his fellow man. He also sees his fellow man in a different way. That's why all relationships, we learn from Gemara and Kiddushin, that Ahava comes from your mother. Because that's where a person learns to entrust. Why? Because your mother speaks to you good words. That's the relationship a child has. You know, in psychology, you say you learn to self-concept. It's the same thing. His belief in self comes from that relationship, from his ima. That's the emunah he gets. That's his bitachon atzmi. That's his trust in himself. That's created. From your father who teaches you Torah, you learn yira. You learn boundaries. And they're related. Emunah v'yira are related. That's emunah is ima, is bina, right? Tshuva, because even if a child's bad, the mother will accept him. And yira, right? Is chokhmah. Reish is chokhmah, yira is Hashem.
Right.
They're related. Chokhmah and bina are related. Yeah, I don't have to translate wisdom and knowledge. I don't know how to translate them. You understand? So the whole point of the Shemitah.
I liked your Lego analogy for that.
Huh?
I liked your Lego analogy for that.
Yeah. Building the Lego is bina, and what you create. The Lego blocks are the chokhmah.
What you build is the bina.
Right.
And then if you build like a rose and you give it to your wife, so then.
Making a kesher.
Yeah,
to das. Exactly. You're bringing it down to das, yeah. Don't make a Lego rose for your wife. It won't work. I'm just telling you.
My wife.
Depends on your wife. Most women, it won't work. Buy one. Maybe. Like, I don't know. If